excited about it. One of my favorite subjects is the miracle of a changed life. Why? Because I got one. I can relate to this. You hearing me say, I knew who I was. I knew where I grew up. Matter of fact, I'm going to have you pray for me. Every time I go home to Rockingham. And I've got a house or two up there in the country. Nothing fancy. I got them like a lot of people do for nearly nothing. And they're usually junky and nasty. And those are my favorites. I love nasty. You find stuff when it's nasty sometimes. I found some crazy things over the years. I could have a TV show, I'm telling you. But anyway, I always, even though the homes I have are, 20, 30 miles up towards my brother and stuff. But it's still the same area. But I always go by 109 River Road, Rockingham, North Carolina. I always go by my home, 109 River Road, Rockingham, North Carolina. The worst area of Rockingham. One of the worst areas. Maybe not the worst, but it's as bad as it can get, okay? It's bad growing up. Can you only imagine now how bad it is? The drugs, the prostitution, the mess. And it's not a big town. 15, 20,000 people. But, buddy, it's right there. And there's my home that my mama was killed in. I grew up in that house. It's all grown up. Because after her murder 25 years ago this year, the house was sold. Wasn't worth a lot. I think we got $10,000 out of it. Have you been by the house? Okay, cool. But it's all grown up because the fellow that bought it, it later burned. But it's aluminum sided on the outside, so that sucker's still standing. You don't want to go in it, though, I'm just telling you. Because it's just stuff holding that thing up. Long story short is every time I go, it hurts me. Mama used to have it so pretty. And now it's just a total mess. Well, about a month or two ago, you might think I'm crazy, which doesn't bother me at all what you think. I'll be fine. But I believe in dreams. I believe in dreams. They're in the Bible. I think most dreams are too much pizza, too much TV, too much mess in our life. I agree with that. But I do believe when I sleep, God doesn't. This isn't my message. I'm just talking. We might not make the message today. But I had a dream, and I dream often. How many know I dream? You know this, right? You've heard. If you've been with me any length of time, you know this man is crazy when he goes to sleep. I'm always excited to go to sleep because I never know where I'm going. See you in the morning, Kim. True story, man. I love it. So I had a dream about a month and a half, probably 2 months ago. It was so incredible that I woke Kim up at 2 in the morning. You won't believe it. Well, my dream was that I went back home like I always do to Rockingham. Like I always do. And I always ride up River Road past the Veterans Memorial, the VFW Club. And there's my house up the way on the hill. All growed up. You can't even see it. I pull in the driveway. It's up a little hill. You can't even get to it. Normally, that's the way it is. But in my dream, I drove home. And I get on River Road. Ain't no river. I don't know why they call it that. They're on River Road. Because we're from the country. If we ain't on a river, we'll call it the road and act like we're on it. Okay, here we go. But anyway, I go up the road in my dream. And that lot is all cleared. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I pull up the driveway. House sitting there. They've turned it into, this is a dream, they've turned it into a park. I can't believe it. And on the back fence where my mama would go every day to see a neighbor, and after her murder, that lady, Miss Lampley, came up to me and said, your mama came every day to this fence and always had something in her hand to give me. I look at the fence and there's a mural of my mama with her hand outstretched. It was beautiful. And so at the end of my dream, I'm just sort of standing there looking at it all. Wow. And there's Mama. And she says, your brother did this. My mama's last words to me before she was murdered, she called me on a Sunday. She was killed on a Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. Her last words to me were, "Your brother Kenny bought me a new truck." So I think dreams, you know, are like that. They get things sort of mixed up or something. I don't know, but she said, "Your brother did this." I couldn't believe it. And I talked to Mom a little bit, and she couldn't believe it, and I couldn't believe it. And then I woke up. See, that's a dream, right? Yes or no? That's a pleasant dream. That's the Holy Spirit, I believe, comforting me. Well, so I got to thinking. I called my preacher buddy, Joey Bird, told him my dream. I said, "Go down there and look at that place. Baddest part of town. Overlooks the Veterans Memorial, like 500 crosses. It sets up here. It's down here. That used to be our garden, by the way, where the Veterans crosses are. Spent a lot of time in that field." And I said, "Joey, why don't you go see the city manager, the county manager?" He said, "I know him." I said, "I bet you do." Come to find out, "I ain't thought about this. I've never had a thought about it." Well, it's coming up for auction. The county owns it. And I thought about the difference my mother has made in my life, but in your life. Did you hear me? Yes or no? How many felt like you know my mother a little bit? You know her a little bit. Amen. Come on. Let's praise the Lord for that, because she's listening right now. Amen. And so what I'd like to do, I'm not going to push it too hard. What I'd like to do is I'm going to try to buy that. And I would like to turn that into a memorial. With three crosses like we have out front, overlooking the veterans. A couple of benches. Tear that nasty house down. Clean it up some. Not me, I'm not going to do it. But I would like, I'm going to tell you right now, I'd like us to do it. Did you hear me or not? Right now my bid's in. It's up to $900. I think it's affordable. You hear me, yes or no? Because nobody else would want it. But I told my brothers and sisters, I told them I think it's a good thing. I said I had this dream. It wasn't a dream I had, like a vision. Ooh, we need to go do this. But it touched my heart. And I'm going to walk through the door. You hear me, yes or no? But not just in honor of my mother. No. Brenda Sue Cobbler across the fence from us was stabbed 22 times and her throat was cut. This lady right over here shot her husband in the dead of night. That's just on our yard. You kidding me? So I want to do something for domestic violence victims in Rockingham, North Carolina, where I came from. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now that sounds good, don't it? But I don't want to have the county involved because I want to be able to put scripture. I want to be able to have some crosses. If they don't like it, you fill in the blank. But anyway, just pray for me. I'm going up this week. I'm going to be there for the auction. I'm going to be there live. Amen? See if I can. We'll see. We'll see if I can be there live. Just pray for me. That's a little bit of a sideline note. Amen? There's a lot of homeless there. We're not looking to build a pavilion or nothing like that. Just probably a few benches. Clean it up. I got people at home that can probably take care of it every month for not a lot of money. Amen? Say. And just be pretty. Instead of a bad memory, we can turn it into all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. I love that. I love that. I love that. I'm crazy. Oh, man. Going to sleep sometimes causes me to have to do stuff. Amen. The Lord helped me on this building a few times in my sleep. Amen. I'm just glad He talks to me. I'm glad He knows my name. Amen. Let's go with the message. Got to go, Raj. Thank you, buddy, for being patient. Wasn't planning on that, was I? Is what it is. The miracle of a changed life. Let's talk about it. I can make a difference. Say those two lines with me. The miracle of a changed life. Help me. I can make a difference. You can make a difference. Let's go now. You're going to push me, buddy. Jesus said, "You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you're going to be witnesses unto me." both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the earth. And when Jesus spoke these things, the resurrected Christ, when they beheld His words, He was taken up. And a cloud received Him out of their sight. Wow. What are we going to do now? He's gone. Jesus said, you stay in Jerusalem. You're going to receive power from the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to say on the offset of this thing. This verse has been made into all kinds of mess, in my opinion. The most powerful thing you can have is a changed life. Say that with me. The most powerful thing you can have is a changed life. I don't care if you flop like a chicken. I could care less. I could care less all the this and all the that. Have you been changed? Yes or no? Are you different? If you died, are you going to heaven? Do you know that He walks with me and He talks with me and He tells me I am His own? This is my story. This is my song. Like they sang. Are you listening to me? I'm going to have a spell. When I was young, I could do that. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Sit down, Clark. Amen. Come on. So, here they are in Jerusalem. Don't leave, Jesus said. And then the Feast of Pentecost, 50 days, and big feast and festival, and people were coming from all different countries to celebrate the Jewish feast. Jews from everywhere. All Jews didn't just live in Israel. Y'all get that, right? They were all over. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, these disciples and others were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound as from where? Again, I don't mean to be ugly, but I'm going to say it. The church today, so many churches try to mimic what happened here in Acts 2. But I never hear the sound of the rushing wind. Why ain't that on TV? Did I lose you or not? Say. The hurricane in the house. Amen. This can't be. You can't just make this stuff up, guys. You hear me? Yes or no? This was a special coming of the Holy Spirit of the living God on His disciples. Not that He has not come to us. He has. The Scriptures teach this. But the bottom line, we don't need to go recreate what happened here. Did y'all hear me? Yes or no? I don't want to recreate anything that isn't God. Say that with me. I don't want to recreate anything that isn't. Did y'all get that or not? I'm not that bright, guys. To compare to Him? No. I want to keep it real, man. So here's Pentecost fully come. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. We really don't know what that is, but the words describe it sounds pretty amazing, doesn't it? Yes or no? And it filled the house where they all were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And quite frankly, we don't even know what all that is. And it set on each of them. The fire of the Holy Spirit. On those in that room. This is the birth of the church. Jesus Christ resurrected, ascended into heaven. Now it's you. Because I'm seated at the right hand of God the Father, Jesus says. But I will not leave you alone. I will send you the Comforter. The one who's going to come alongside of you. That's going to lead you into all what? Truth. The Spirit never lies. The Holy Spirit never lies. So if you ever see a preacher, a TV preacher, anybody they've ever caught in a lie, he's a liar. Did you get me? Did you hear what I just said? It's amazing today how many people in television, because I've lived a long time, they were called out to be frauds years ago, and they've made a comeback. No, you were a fraud then, and you're still a fraud. Excuse me. That's ugly, ain't it? I'm just being ugly today, ain't I? Because Gary Clark thinks the most powerful thing is a changed life. Not how much money you got, not your latest miracle, But the fact that you have been born again by the power of Almighty God, your sins are forgiven, and you're not going to a devil's hell, but you got a name written in heaven where a mansion's being prepared for you, a place for you. That's pretty powerful. Amen. And now he's put it on me down here, and on you down here to share his good news, to share his word. But the people out there will reject it if it's not real. Y'all listening? They will reject it. They're not dumb. These aren't dumb people. We need to be honest. Tell them what he did for you. Amen. I was there when it happened. He saved my tail. Amen. I ain't never going to make it. And they all were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with other tongues. Without getting into this, the word is languages. They began to speak with other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of what? Say it with me, out of what? Every nation. They'd come for Pentecost. Who knows? They might have been there since Passover. I have no idea. Now this was, and when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and they were confounded. Say that with me. Because that every man heard them speak in their own. You could feel the word tongue right there. Put the word tongue. Because every man heard it in their own tongue. Their native what? Tongue. We still say that. And they were all amazed. What? They from somewhere else speaking something different. And here's somebody from that room that was in that room is saying things that they can understand. This is nuts. Yes or no? Saying one to another. Aren't everybody up here? Aren't these all jokers from Galilee? How are they doing this? Because Galileans were the least of the Jewish people. They were the least of the least. As far as you got away from Jerusalem, the less you were. What does that mean? Just weren't as religious. They're up there fishing. But Jerusalem, if you're really devout, you're going to live where and where? Jerusalem. So they were just amazed. Aren't these dumb hillbillies, basically? That's my interpretation right there. How are we hearing every man in our own language? Wherein we were born. Yes or no? Keep going. Say this with me right here, please. If I don't make it far, we'll make it where we go. Say it with me. The most unusual thing that the lost world will ever see is the miracle of a changed life. Amen? They looked at these boys, and a lot of them didn't know them. They didn't know they were Jesus' disciples. They're just there for this Pentecost thing. Thousands and thousands and thousands of them. But something's different about them. And boys, it's changed. Amen. Say. Crazy. The miracle of a changed life. I can make a difference. By the way, after Easter, I always love talking out of this passage. It's just my favorite. I love this. What are we going to do after the resurrection? Well, we're going to turn the page. How can I make a difference? How has my life changed, Clark? Let's talk about it a little bit. I've just grabbed some things from the scripture. Number one, say that with me. I can change. One more time. I can change. You don't understand what I did. You don't understand where I grew up. You don't understand what happened to me. You don't understand who my God is. You don't understand. You don't understand that He can resurrect the dead. And that's you. He can resurrect your tail. He can forgive you of all that as far as the east is from the west. He can bury it in the depths of the sea and remember it no more. Did you hear me? Yes or no? He can take somebody like me that cussed his name and give me a life where I've spent now 30, 35, 40 years, I don't know, praising his name, giving him glory, leading people to Christ. Who, me? Dumb old me? Yeah, because it ain't about dumb old me. It's about mighty him. Amen. Say. And I'm no different than you guys. Y'all getting this message or not? Say. This ain't about the preacher. So here's the story. Here it is. But Peter, just some scriptures. Here's Peter. We know he denied Christ. We know he went on the run. We know he went back fishing. Here's Peter doing what now? Say it with me. He's what? He's what? He's standing up. Now that's after the Holy Spirit. After the Holy Spirit fills him. He stands up with the 11. He lifted up his voice and said unto them, You men of Judea and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. For these men you suppose to have been drinking, talking like crazy people, because if you can't understand the language you're speaking in, it sounds like that. They ain't drunk, for as you suppose, seeing it ain't but the third hour of the day. Jewish time, 9 a.m. We don't get drunk that early, okay? So he stands up. He stands up. I can change. Peter changed. Peter became the force. Do you understand that, yes or no? This man who denied Christ, he was full of himself. We gave multiple messages on Peter about a month or two ago. We should understand this. This is a different guy now. Look at what John the Baptist said about changing. Say that with me. He must what? And I must what? That's how the change happens. When we try to hang on to who we are, our old way, the old man's dead. You got to crucify that old man. When we get saved, we're a new life. Old things become new. Old things are passed away. But you can stay in the flesh if you want to stay in the flesh. But you can change. Did you hear me, yes or no? Not to impress me. To do right so that God can work in and through you. Amen. It's beautiful. But you got to do what John says. Listen to the Apostle Paul. Just say those three words with me. How do you change? Say this with me. I die daily. Don't worry about yesterday. Don't worry about tomorrow. Kill that old flesh today. That thing that's killing you. The thing that's pulling you down. The thing that's making you go the wrong direction. Say, listen, I'm not that person anymore. The old man is dead. Say that with me. The old man is what? Old man's dead. I'm alive in Christ. See, that's the Holy Spirit. I can't just make you do that. I can't, let's all say it 30 times. I'm not going to do that. The point is, this is truth. You've been saved. If you put your faith in Christ, the old man is dead, but you must reckon him dead. And you must do it every day and multiple times throughout the day. How many would say, Pastor Gary, God has helped me through His Spirit. He's helped me, and I am not the person I used to be. I have changed. Let me see some hands. Let's praise Him this morning. Come on, that is awesome stuff. Wow. Come on. So I can change. I can change. Keep looking. Listen to Jesus. Jesus said to His disciples, if any man, we preach this at sunrise, if any man, say it with me, will come after me, help me, let him what? Deny himself and take up his cross and what? That's change, ain't it? Boy, I didn't grow up like that. I'm going to take up my cross and follow Jesus. I didn't grow up like that. My mama didn't grow up like that. She went to work and then she took up Pabst Blue Ribbon and followed Pabst Blue Ribbon. Amen. You can change. You can change. I can change. Number two, the miracle of a changed life. Number two, say this with me. I can share Jesus. Why are you here? Why am I here? He loves us. We're creating His image and His likeness. But He has a special calling on us now, guys. The Holy Spirit, the living God, has come inside of us. He's working in and through us. We need to share Christ. Say that with me. We need to share Christ. You're not goofy if you do that. You're goofy if you force it. You're goofy if you're really not one of His children. You need to make sure you're saved. This ain't something you want to push. I'm religious. I'm going to push Jesus on people. Get ready to be punched in the face or cursed out. Did you know generally as you're led by the Spirit, this is my opinion strong though. When you're filled with the Spirit and led by the Spirit and you live life as you are, as a normal human being, filled with the Spirit of God, you can talk to people. And they will receive you. They will. Have I not been received sometimes? Very few times. But there have been times. But the first thing I do is not just, if you die today, will you go to heaven? Well, we'd like to know who you are first. Okay? My style is loving people, becoming their friend. You hear me? What style is that? I believe that's the Holy Spirit style. Be honest with you. A little girl at McDonald's. She's an athlete. She's tough. And she's always picking on me. And I'm picking on her. But I'll tell you what. She likes me. And I like her. And I said something funny to her the other day. And she said something back that I could see pain. It was meant to be funny, but it was sad. And it was about her dad that she didn't know. And I said, well, I'm older than he would be. I can be your father. Oh, my gosh, that blew her away. Her, whoop! No, I've done good this far without one. I don't need one. And I said, well, listen, then he can be your father. How about that? Now, you might say, that's no big deal, Clark. Well, this has been months in the making. Do you understand? And the story's not over yet. Did you hear me? Yes or no? That's just one little thing that came to my mind. It's not the greatest thing. I get that. But the bottom line is, we are to share Jesus with other people. Yes or no? You get that? And I'm not ashamed. If you're not ashamed, say that with me. I'm not what? I'm not ashamed. I'm ashamed of me sometimes. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly, here's Jesus, that God, here's Peter speaking. Here's Peter. He's sharing Jesus. Let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made the same Jesus whom you've crucified, both Lord and Christ. He's standing up preaching. This guy that never did, he was not like this. Now when they heard this, they were what in their heart? They were pricked in their heart. Their conscience started bothering them and it started getting them. That's what we want. We want the word to get into people. Amen. Say. And he said unto Peter, and they said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, say that with me. What shall we do? Isn't that beautiful? He's telling them about Christ. What's happened? Sharing. He's strong. Big crowd. And they said, what shall we do then, since we've crucified him? Then Peter said unto them, say it with me. Repent and be what? Every one of you, that's how I feel about you. I don't want one of you lost. I want every one of you to put your faith in Christ. Every one of you. He's greedy. I sure am. I don't want any of you to go to hell. You hear me? Yes or no? That's what Peter said. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of who? For the remission, forgiveness of sin, and you shall receive the what? You'll receive the Holy Spirit. He's no respecter of persons. He loves you. When you put your faith in Christ, He's at the right hand of God the Father. But you then have His Spirit in you, the Spirit of life. You are born again. You hear me? Watch this verse. Say it with me. Then they that what? They did what? Received His Word. They were what? They were baptized. And the same day, how many? Three what? Boy, Peter never seen nothing like this. Jesus said they would do greater works, didn't He? Now, millions or even billions have come to Christ. Isn't that crazy? Unbelievable. You can make a difference. You can share Christ. The miracle of a changed life is the kicker. That's the kicker. If you don't have the changed life, don't expect to do this. Do you hear me? Now, I got to quit soon. If you don't have the changed life, you start where it starts. That's putting my faith in Christ. Right there. And that's reckoning yourself dead and Him alive in you. Yes or no? Y'all hearing me or not? I'm not going to send you to some course. The course is you need to get right with God. You need to get alone with God. You need to talk to God about your life. He wants you changed. He wants you to be a light. Amen. Salt and what? Light. Third thing, the miracle of a changed life. Okay, so I can be saved. I can share Jesus. Yes, you. And it don't take like 10 years. I started sharing Christ soon after I was saved. I'm still cussing and sharing Jesus. That's how stupid I was. But God's patient. Amen. He let me look like a fool a few times. Amen. Third thing. Say that with me. I can what? Listen, I have a changed life. I am a miracle. I can serve other people. Now, Peter and John, I'm just walking with them in the book of Acts. They went up together into the temple, the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried And they laid this guy daily at the temple at a gate, which is called what? So that he could ask what? For some money. For help. As he's laying there crippled every day. Who, when he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, said, alms for the poor, for the crippled. And Peter looked at him. Peter was a bad dude, I'm telling you. I just believe it. He looked at him, fastening his eyes upon him and John. And he said, look on us. Look at us. Look at us. Not look at us, how bad we are, how great we are. No. Look at us. Who knows what all he said? I don't know. But look at us. Look at what he's done in my life. If you only knew who it was talking to you. I was a crazy man. Not long ago, I cut a guy's ear off in a garden. I was so arrogant and proud and full of myself. But now I'm full of the Holy Spirit, the living God. Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive some what? Money. Then Peter said, say it with me, I love this. Silver and gold have I none, keep reading, but such as I have I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and he took him by the right hand. And he lifted him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones received what? Guys, this is going to open up for, do you still believe in healing, Gary? I do believe in healing. But I'm going to tell you something else, though. I believe in doctors, too. And I believe we live in the greatest country where more miracles are done here in this country than ever. Because of God, any good and perfect gift comes from God. Anybody that has cancer, anybody that gets anything is from Almighty God. Did you hear me? Yes or no? You get a pill that keeps you alive. I'm going to tell you right now, I give credit to Almighty God for you being alive because he's helping you. I'm a little bit goofy, I guess. Okay? I don't think so. All right? And also, there's cell phones these days. So if you're walking around healing people that have been crippled for years like this joker, just get a cell phone. They'll put it on ABC. I guarantee it tonight at 6 o'clock it'll be on. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Don't make stuff up. I'm going to keep telling you that. If you want to have a changed life, you cannot force stuff. Say that with me. I cannot what? I just can't do that. But Peter, at this particular time, the power of God was on him, and this happened. And he, who had been lame, laying at that gate, got up leaping. Leaping! That's what you do when you can't walk. Oh, my gosh! Can you imagine me if I couldn't walk? And then I got, whoa! Are you kidding me? He entered with them into the temple. Come on! Come on! Come on! They knew he laid there every day. Every day. You don't need to fake this stuff. If it's real, it's real, baby. Yes or no? Say that with me. If it's what? It's what? And real is real every day. Praising God. Help me, brother. I can serve others. Hang on. I got to quit. Got two more points. I can suffer graciously. And the last one is, I can give generously. That's the power of a changed life. But I don't want to get off of this. I can serve others. I just want to end with that one. My mother, I am what I am by the grace of God. But also, I am what I am because of the changed life of my mother. We got saved the same day. But she outran me. And I think that was God's plan. She was somebody I could see that I trusted, that I believed in. She worked every day as a waitress, would get up, put on her white uniform, like a nurse. Remember back in the day when the people working in the restaurant, they wore white and they were clean as a pin. Remember that? Those were the good old days. And she put on them stockings for her legs because her legs had them varicose veins and she had to keep the stockings on so she could stand on her feet all day. And when she came home, that white outfit was all dirtied up. You know, right? tea, ketchup, the plates. That was my mama's life. And then she would, on the way home, go to Gene's Tavern. Beep, beep. And he'd come out with a six-pack or two. Pabst Blue Ribbon. Mama didn't serve. She served in a restaurant because she was paid to do it and she got money. But when she got saved, my mother changed. She never drank another drop. Say that with me. She never drank another drop. That's not condemning people that have a beer. I don't. It had a hold on Mama. Y'all hear me, yes or no? And she would get drunk every night. But I tell you what, the Lord changed her. He took it from her. Are you listening to me or not? It's like this gate thing. This gate thing with the guy. Yeah. And Mama was changed. And let me tell you something. And she started serving other people. Now she was, at that time, it stopped working. Still drinking. Married to this man who ended up killing her. But she's still drinking. Still getting drunk. But because her legs, she couldn't work no more. But I tell you what, Mama started serving. Mama started giving. Mama started doing. It was unbelievable, the change in my mother's life. Are y'all listening or not? Say, a changed life changed mine. A changed life changed mine. I hope I'm not boring you to tears today. The Holy Spirit, He wants you to have a changed life. Gary Clark, saved by the blood of Jesus, plus the Holy Spirit equals a changed life. Did y'all hear the math? Yes or no? Say. We need to live this way, people. Amen. Yes or no? What did we learn today? I don't know. We'll see. I was all over the place. Don't force it. Don't force it. They try to teach it a lot of churches to say repeatedly, and all of a sudden you'll just start talking in tongues. I strongly advise you, I don't find that at all in the scriptures, him doing that. But it would not surprise me at all on this planet today if God doesn't help people speak in other languages and give the gospel to people. It would not surprise me at all. I believe that. Amen? But to put on a show or just to do, I just don't get it, guys. Y'all hear me or not? Say. Not trying to be ugly. A lot of y'all have been taught that. Just trying to tell you the truth. Yes or no? Best I can. Amen or oh me. The most powerful thing is a what? Is a what? How many would say somebody else's changed life changed mine? Let me see some hands. Somebody else's changed life changed mine. Boy, can I see those hands up? Can I see them? Somebody else's changed life changed mine. How many somebody shared the gospel with you? Keep your hand up. Somebody's changed life changed mine. Now how many somebody shared the gospel of Jesus with me? Let me see some hands. Look at that. Isn't that pretty amazing? And whoever did that probably had a changed life. Y'all hear me or not? Say. I got to quit. Two other things. I'm not going to get into them. Peter and John went to prison for what they were doing. And they learned to suffer graciously. Did you know when you have a changed life, you don't have to whine your way all the way to heaven? You can start to suffer graciously. Amen. Say. Why not, instead of getting with a lot of your senior friends, some of you, excuse me, and y'all sit around and talk about your favorite aches and pains? Why don't you talk about how God is good to you? How He's helping you with this? How He gave you strength last night? How you made it through sleep last night? He will love you giving Him some praise. You hear me? Yes or no? Change life, man. Last one is I can give generously. When my mother was murdered, she had nothing, basically. But her pastor said, your mother was the most giving person in our church. Financially. How did she do it? It's amazing. Years ago, when I was younger, we were married and my mother was going to come and live with us because she was on the run. I didn't know the whole story. She later would go back and be killed. But my mother bought a pool for us. My mother, who didn't have two nickels to rub together. How do you do that? How many would say, God's done that in my life? I don't know how he's taken my two nickels that I didn't even have. And look at me now. Let me see some hands. Look at me now. That's crazy. Isn't that crazy? I think of Dave and Sue, and I got to hush because I'm really late. Hurting, broken, God brought y'all together to North Pod Luke. Built you a beautiful home. Of course, you paid for it. But can you believe where you're at? Say, the miracle of your life. Paradise got his arm around her. You're not alone, are you, buddy? Isn't God good to us? Come on, I know I picked on you. But anyway, praise the Lord. Come on. Amen. Let's go. I got to go. I'm getting nostalgic and everything today. If y'all, this is your first time, stand up with me, don't mind. You probably say, this guy's goofy. Well, I am. Pray for me and my little trip this week. See how it goes. Amen. The bottom line, if somebody else gets it and makes it pretty, I'll be happy. I'm just sick and tired of seeing what sits there. Amen. And I have a life that's changed. And I can do better. Amen. Pray for me this week. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for this message. Help us as we close. Lord, I pray that not one will leave here lost. Lord, I pray that no one will leave here at all thinking they're good enough to go to heaven without Jesus. Humble us, Lord, I pray. Humble us by your power and by your spirit. We don't believe folks are saved, Lord, unless you do the saving. Not this preacher. Not this church. Lord, you draw people today. Touch hearts today that if they died, Lord, they're not comfortable. They're not comfortable with their eternity. They don't know where they're going to go. Lord, I pray today you'll humble them. You'll speak into their heart quietly. And today they'll put their faith in you. That's our prayer, Lord, in Jesus' name. With heads bowed for just a moment, can I lead you in a prayer today? You've heard the message, the power, the miracle of a changed life. Has your life been changed? Have you put your faith in Christ? I didn't say you're going to church. Don't you want to know that you know that you know when you go? You got Jesus. He walks with me and he talks with me every day. He tells me I'm his own. If you'll confess with your mouth and believe in your heart God raised Jesus from the dead, the Bible says you shall be saved. I'd like to lead you in that prayer this morning. But it has to come from your gut, from your heart. I've got him. What a blessing to have Christ. Would you pray with me, Lord Jesus? I know I've sinned. I admit it, Lord. Lord, I know I can't get myself to heaven. I'm not going to think that way anymore, Lord. No. I believe in you, Jesus. You died on the cross. You rose from the dead. It's true. It's a fact. It's history. I put my faith in you, Jesus. You love me. You let me be here today and hear a message today and get to pray today. Lord, I'm not trying to force something. I'm trying to receive something. Save me today, Lord, I pray. Come in my heart, into my life, and live through me. Oh, I want to be that changed person. To live for you, in Jesus' name. Amen. How many would say, Pastor Gary, I said that prayer with you.